Hey everybody. In this podcast, we will have a look at the poem Instead of Dying, written by Lauren Haldeman. Before you continue with the podcast, it would be a good idea to read over the poem in your Poetry Speaks textbook. Subject matter. The poem is really about what if. What if the speaker's brother had not been traumatically killed? What if he had survived? What might he be doing now with his life? Haldeman presents, therefore, a different perspective on her brother's life, one in which he moves into the basement of her house and works in a local grocery store. Instead of dying, she imagines her brother's body being brought back to life, and he is filled with infinite illumination. The subject matter is obviously very close to Haldeman's heart. It is very raw. But the poet finds momentary relief from her grieving process by imagining an alternative story for her brother, a more hopeful story, one that offers some little consolation. Theme. The themes of death and of love are both present in the poem, and both themes are connected. It is from the depth of her love for her brother that the poet desperately seeks some consolation through her imagination, creating a fantasy story about an alternative existence in which her brother lives eternally. In the first stanza, Haldeman imagines her brother doing the typical things that a young man might do, arranging his posters, working part-time in a local shop, swimming in the leisure centre, simple, ordinary, even mundane things that any teenager or young person might do. These simple imaginings seem to give the poet some comfort as she feels his presence close to her in the family home. Nonetheless, Haldeman is prepared to confront the reality of what has happened. Her brother was murdered, bleeding to death surrounded by strangers neither you nor I will ever meet. The poet, however, refuses to be defeated by such terrible circumstances. Instead, she imagines her brother opening his eyes, being brought back from death by a scientific experiment in which bright light enters your bloodstream. This miraculous liquid is called the Belt of Orion by scientists, and through it her brother can live on forever and therefore never die. Quote 3. Were there any lines or images in the poem that you thought were very sad or upsetting? Do you think the poem is mainly about life or about death, or perhaps about love? Find a quotation or two that suggests the contrast between life and death in the poem, or that show the depth of the poet's love for her brother. Imagery. Haldeman indirectly builds up a picture of her brother by telling us about his hobbies. He enjoys listening to music and swimming each morning in the local pool. His interests, he hangs up a poster about protecting animals, showing his caring nature. He is happy to prepare a simple lunch for others, and his employment. He works, possibly part-time, in the local grocery store and has responsibility for the fruit and vegetables. There is a stark contrast between these images of life, of family, images of light and hope and possibility, with the darker image of her brother being murdered, of bleeding to death on the streets of Denver, surrounded by strangers. The image of scientists bottling the light-filled fluid is, of course, fantastical. Yet, as the poet considered this alternative story for her brother, it brings to her some temporary respite as she pictures him opening his eyes as the light enters his bloodstream, keeping him alive forevermore. The liquid sunlight, therefore, symbolises hope and immortality. The poet, however, is not trying to deny reality. The poet clearly acknowledges the trauma of her brother, who was stabbed 3 times in the chest. The wishful thinking is simply a way to expand on the notion, what if? What if her brother had survived the attack and come to live with her? What if is a question many of us might ask ourselves when someone close and dear to us has died. The next heading is language. The poem, as we have discussed, includes quite a contrast between the light of hope and everlasting life and the darkness of death, late at night in horrific circumstances on a street in Denver. The poet refers to her brother's alternative lives using the present tense. We fix, you carry. Your face stays your face. You open your eyes. This contrasts with the reality of his death, where he was stabbed on the street in Denver. And in stanza two, we are told he was stabbed 3 times in the chest. Much of the expression in the poem is conversational, with Haldeman using everyday vocabulary in picturing her brother's activities. Had he survived? Note too how she appears to be speaking directly to her brother. You move in with us, we fix the basement up with the shower. More creative language is used in stanza two. In particular, the reference to the discovery of ancient light contained in a liquid beneath the earth in the deep caverns of Lure, which is named after the stars from the constellation of Orion. Consider as well that perhaps the closing reference to infusing her brother with infinite illumination may refer not only to the potion of light that is injected into her brother's bloodstream, but also to the power of poetry, which itself can revive her brother and fill him with infinite illumination. This idea of poetry preserving the life of a loved one is a common theme in the sonnets of the famous English poet William Shakespeare, who argue that for as long as people have eyes to read, his poems give life to his beloved. Form. On the page, the poem looks very unusual. It consists of 2 stanzas. But it looks more like 2 paragraphs of structured prose. There is no rhyme pattern. The sentences are both very short and very long. This free verse style gives the poem a conversational and intimate feel to it. We get the impression that the speaker is sharing very personal experiences, thoughts, and feelings with us. It is also quite striking that the 2 stanzas are connected in the poem, yet are separated by physical distance. The stanza break. Perhaps this itself is sending us a subtle message about the poet and her dear brother. As a poem, it has something of a sterile and rigid appearance. The text is justified, meaning there is an even margin on both the left and right side of the text. This gives the impression of control, and it might suggest the poet's desire to take back some control of her situation and of her brother's life. To use science to infuse him with infinite illumination. In a way, then, the shape of the poem seems to put some order on a violent and tragic act that was completely random. Sound. The poet repeats the phrase "instead of dying" in the title and in the opening line of stanza 1 and stanza 2. Further repetition occurs in line 17. Where the speaker imagines that her brother is so not dead. The suggestion is that her brother lives on in her imagination, in her thoughts, and in her heart. The closing line, referring to the infinite illumination, includes a clear example of assonance, with those piercing eye sounds suggesting the injection of light into her brother's veins that will prolong his life forevermore. Tone and mood. The tone of the poem tells us more about the speaker's feelings and attitudes. In places, we can sense the heartache of the poet as she comes to terms with the terrible death faced by her brother on the dark streets of Denver late at night. The fact that his stabbing was a random act of violence leaves her feeling bewildered and at a loss to understand why his murder had to happen. Despite her grief, the tone is lighter when the poet imagines her brother fixing up a room in her basement, hanging up his Save the Wolves poster, and organising his record player. In picturing her brother swimming at the recreation centre, the tone is more positive and affirming. He is not dead. The mood of the poem reflects how we feel having read the poem. Certainly, we feel sorry for the speaker who has lost a brother whom she undoubtedly loved dearly. He has been stolen from her life, and we admire her courage in bringing him back to life in her imagination, where he is full of life and promise. Nonetheless, we pity her in her suffering and heartache, just as we applaud her for her courage in confronting her grief and heartache. Finally, personal response. What was your first response to this poem? Did it make you feel sad or confused or hopeful? Was there any line or thought in the poem that surprised you in any way? If you could speak with Lauren Haldeman now, what would you say to her? Did the poem make you think about the world we live in, where violence seems to be on the increase? Is the poem frightening in any way, or is there some hope in it?